This is the season for cold temperatures, snow, and ice, whether we embrace it or not. During one of our last bouts with Old Man Winter, a group of friends and I had to almost ice skate across a parking lot to get to our destination. As we happily went inside to warmer temps and a non-icy floor, someone asked me whether the owners of the business would have been liable if we had fallen. As a lawyer, I felt obligated to say, well, it depends. In some states, whether the owner of property is liable for harm that befalls guests on the property depends on whether the guest is there for personal or business reasons. In those states, owners do not owe social guests any duties other than to warn about hidden dangers on the property. Ice and snow generally are in plain view, so residential owners having blizzard parties are rarely liable for slips and falls up the walk. In Illinois, however, as long as the guest isn't a trespasser, then the owner of the property is required to use reasonable care in keeping the property free and clear of foreseeable harms. In the context of weather-related conditions to driveways and front walks, reasonable care is dependent on the specific circumstances. For example, if you are arriving at a business establishment before it opens and slipped on ice in front of the door, then it might not have been foreseeable to the business owner that you would arrive before someone could de-ice the walk. Likewise, if you venture out in a snowstorm to borrow some eggs from your neighbor without calling first. However, if you're an employee and your shift begins before opening time, then your arrival is foreseeable. By the same token, a homeowner hosting a Super Bowl party might want to get out and shovel prior to kickoff. Another factor would be whether the ice and snow had just arrived, if it was unexpected, and how long it lasted. Property owners aren't expected to shovel and de-ice from the moment precipitation begins to fall and continuously thereafter. There are only so many snowplows in town, so owners are given a reasonable amount of time to clear parking lots and are allowed to wait for breaks in the storm before beginning clearing activities. If a property owner cleared the entrance this morning, but the snow kept coming and the temperature kept falling, we only expect the owner to be reasonable in the precautions that the owner takes to keep the walk clear under the circumstances. And if temperatures are too bitterly cold, either to expect owners to be out shoveling or for de-icing methods to work well, then those circumstances inform what our expectations for reasonable snow maintenance are. In some locations, local ordinances can be used in private lawsuits to help juries determine what snow clearing habits are reasonable. For example, if an ordinance required homeowners to shovel their driveways or walks, then violation of that ordinance could be used to show that a non-shoveler was being unreasonable. Our old neighborhood in Wisconsin required shoveling within 24 hours of accumulation. In Champaign, local ordinances require business owners in the downtown district and the university district to remove snow with accumulations over 2 inches within 48 hours. Business owners outside of those districts and residential owners, other than owners of multifamily units, have no such requirements. That doesn't, however, mean that those owners should ignore dangerous accumulations of snow and ice. Lazy property owners who unreasonably allow snow and ice to remain, who know that others will be venturing on to their ice rink-like entrances, do so at their own peril. You might say that they are on thin ice. This is Christine Hurt.